want to study the Ramban at the beginning of Parshas Lech Lecha, the Ramban on the Pasuk V'heyeh Bracha, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response to Avraham Avinu following his episode at the Kibshan Aish and sending him towards Eretz Knan, El Eretz HaShareka, and God bestows incredible brachos on Avraham Avinu. The Ramban says these are wonderful, wonderful blessings, that the likes of which we've never seen before. But the Ramban is bothered by a problem. And this is the Ramban in Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Beis, on the Pasuk Veheyeh Bracha. The first part of the Ramban we're going to leave out for now, because here he takes Rashi to task about exactly what Veheyeh Bracha means. Does it mean that that others will be blessed through you, or that others will bless in your name? But Vehine, here's where it gets exciting. Vehine Zos HaParsha, you see I bolded it? Vehine Zos HaParsha Lo Biara Kol Inya. He says there's something that's not clear, it hasn't been elucidated in this parsha, it's completely left out. What's the reason that God would say to Avraham Avinu, Azov Artzecha Vativa Imcha Tova Shlo Haisa Kimo Baolam? You know, the Ramban is asking, what's going on over here? You know, I'm sending, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending Avraham to out of his homeland and his birthplace to some sort of a land. And he's going to do great things for Avraham. He's going to bestow on Avraham incredible tovos, the likes of which have never been seen in this world. Miblishi akdim, without any hakdama, without any background, any introduction, shahoy Avraham oved Elokim, that Avraham was dedicated to the service of Almighty God, ot tzadik tomim, or he was a perfect, righteous individual. I mean, the Ramban is probably paraphrasing what it says by Noach. You know, Ish Tzadik Tamim Haya. We don't find that pasuk by Avraham. We just find Lech Lecha. You know, that's really the only, you know, this is the first biographical note in the history of Avraham and his life is Lech Lecha. But what came before Lech Lecha? And what's the purpose of Lech Lecha? And why is Avraham worthy of all the gifts that God bestows upon him? Now, we know from Chazal that before the Lech Lecha, the Tzivi of Lech Lecha, there was an entire episode in the life of Avraham Avinu in which he was taken in front of Nimrod for destroying the idols of his father, and he was put to the test of Mesiras Nefesh. He was willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace. That we know, but the Torah doesn't say a word about that. It's sort of alluded to in a pasuk about Haran, that Haran died at the Ur Kazna, the fires of Kazna, meaning Haran, yes, but Avraham, no. Avraham was bad. But the Ramban earlier in Parshas Noach asks why that whole episode was left out of the Torah. And he says that it didn't have that much of an impact on the generation. Whatever he says over there. But still, some words about Avraham Avinu, who he was. You know, the truth of the matter is, in any good literature, you know, you don't start with a protagonist without giving a little background. And certainly the Torahs want to do so. Oshe yomar tam lazivas aretz. Or give us some clue as to why he should be leaving his land. You know, you read the psukim, and in Torah Shvichsav at least, you don't know why Avraham is being asked by God to leave his land. Sheyeh bahalichoso el eretz acheres kirvas alukim. Give us some hint or some clue that if he goes to another land, he'll be able to get closer to Almighty God. There's nothing there in the psukim that indicates this. Uminagakosov, and it's very common. This you'll see over and over again as a pattern in the Tanakh. Lamar to first present his halich lefanai, as we see in other parts of the Torah. Like in Bechukosai, the Torah says, do this and go in front of me and obey my commands, v'tishma b'koli v'ativa mimcha. And I will bestow good on you, quid per quo, as a reward for your going in front of me, for you doing that. He says, kasher b'dovid u'shlomo. So if you take a look in Rav Shavel's footnotes, he adds the parsha of David and Shlomo. He shows you the psukim where God gives some background. Uke inyan ha Torah kula. And you'll find this in, with regard to observing the entire Torah from beginning to end. If you'll observe the Torah, Hashem says, if you'll listen to the words of God, then I will bestow upon you all these blessings. And right here in Yitzchak it says, Amur, the Torah says, Amar ba'avur Avraham avdi. For this reason I will bestow upon you all the blessings of Avraham. But to say that all the blessings of Heye Bracha are a result or a reward for the fact that he's leaving his land, that the Ramban is not willing to accept. And there's got to be something in Avram's life, either past, present, or future, which justifies these great blessings. Rabbo said, do you mind closing the door? That justifies these great blessings that are being bestowed upon Avraham Avinu. So what is it? Aval atam, but says the Ramban the following thesis, Mipnei, Shasu Anshei Urkazdin Imo, what was the history of Avraham and Urkazdin? What was his relationship with that generation in that location? Asu Imo Raos Rabos Alamunosim HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They made his life miserable. They literally persecuted him as a result of his, meaning Avram's, belief, his faith in one God. And as a result of this terrible Ros Rabos that Avram Avinu suffered in Ur Kasdan, who Barach Mehem, he himself initiated the process of running away. He was a fugitive. Lalechas Arz Okanah. That was his original intent. This is even before the Tzivi of Lech Lecha. The Ramban still hasn't answered his question, but he's giving us a little bit of historical background. V'nis akiv b'choron, at the end of the day, he got stuck Avraham Avinu in Choron. Amar lo, so God reveals himself to Avraham in Choron, la'azov gam elu. It's not enough that you left Ur Kasdan, but you should drop the idea of hanging out here in Choron as well. Don't let that delay you or detain you. The lasos kasher choshav mitchil, but rather you should go on the trip as you initially planned it. Shetia avodoso lo ukrias bnei adam l'shem Hashem bi'eretz hanivcheres, so that your service to me, meaning to God, and you're calling out to people in the name of God, which is very important in these parashiyos, vayikra b'shem Hashem, should transpire the Eretz HaNivcheres. Interesting how the Ramban, whenever he gets a chance, you know, whenever there's an excuse, he adds Eretz HaNivcheres, you know, to show you that this is the chosen land, the Ramban's tremendous love for Eretz Yisrael. What's the advantage of leaving Choron and serving God and calling out to people, to the multitudes in Eretz HaNivcheres? V'sham, only there, in the chosen land, Yigdal Shmo. God will make Avram's name famous. He will be significant. He'll be an individual of great status amongst the people. V'yizbarchu bo hagoyim ahem. And the nations there in Canaan will be blessed by him or through him. Lo kasher asui mo be'urkazdin. In other words, in Eretz Canaan, they're going to say, oh, you should be blessed like Avram Avinu. You know, like we say, Yisimcha l'kim k'Efraim Menashe, Yisimcha l'kim k'Avram. That's what they're going to say in Eretz Kanan. But here, in these areas, like in Ur Kasdan, on the contrary, what do they do? Hayu mevazim u'mekalim oso. They would curse him, they would humiliate him, v'somu oto babar, and they threw him into a jail. O b'kivshan eish, they threw him into a furnace. The Ramban early at the end of Noach presents two possibilities as to exactly what happened, because according to some of the historical books, Avram was not thrown into a fiery furnace, but rather into a jail. And there was a miracle that he got out of the jail. It wasn't a miracle shelo al pi derech hatev, wasn't supernatural, but al pi derech hatev, within the framework of nature, he experienced the miracle and he got out of jail. Or b'kivshan eish, then it was a supernatural miracle that defied the laws of nature, and he walked out unscathed from a fiery furnace, which is humanly impossible. But all this is a result of the persecution and the humiliation that Avram experienced, the anti-Semitism almost, if you could call it, against Avram at Ur Kasdan. The Amar lo, and God promised him, Sheyivarech mevarchav, that he will bless those who bless him, or he will be able to bless them, or they will bless him. V'im yachid, and if he'll be an individual, mekalalo you are. It's interesting, the Ramban is worried about the fact that it says mekalecha loshon yachid, whereas mevarchecha is in loshon rabin. The Ramban says that there will be many people who will bless you, there will only be few people who will curse you. V'zeh tam ha-parsha, and this is the reasoning for this entire parsha. In other words, God is saying, leave this land of Haran, go to Eretz Canaan, there you will be able to profess your faith publicly, there you'll be able to have an influence on the multitudes, there you will be blessed. And the reason for it is because there the people will be open to your teachings. Instead of persecuting you and cursing you and humiliating you and putting you down, they will raise you up on a pedestal. But once again, if that's the underlying reasoning to the parsha, why is this left out of Torah Shebichtav? Says the Ramban, and I bolded this, Aval HaTorah lo tirtze laharich b'deos ovdei avodah zarah ulefareish ha'inyan. He says that the Torah, in order to record this whole episode and the humiliation and the hatred that was perpetrated towards Avraham Avinu and Urkazdin, it would have to be marich, it would have to give a long-winded presentation of the philosophies, the ideologies of the idol worshippers. And that's not appropriate for the Torah, says the Ramban. The Torah doesn't want to go into detail about philosophies that are antithetical to the Torah. The exact opposite of that Torah is the belief in idols. And the Torah would have been compelled, had it recorded this entire story, to go into great details and present all the nuances of the debate and the discussion that took place publicly in the public eye between the Ovdei Avodah Zarah and Avraham Avinu. And to record the dispute between Avram and the members of Kazdin in the area of faith. Kasher Kotzra v'inyan dar enosh v'savrasam b'avodazor shechidshu. So the question I want to raise here on the Ramban is, if the Ramban is saying that this whole background and this whole history of Avram and Urkazdin leads up to Lech Lecha and justifies the reason why Avram Avinu is called upon to leave his land and justifies the brachos and the great blessings that will be bestowed upon Avram. It has to be left out because the Torah doesn't want to go into detail, into lengthy presentations about the idol worshippers and their philosophy. So why couldn't the Torah write in one line that the Ovdei Avodah Zarah persecuted Avram, they were makalel him, and they made tzaras ra'os for him, and Avram disputed them, and he had to leave Urkazdin. Why does the Ramban feel that a Torah lo tirtzeh laharich b'deos ovdei avodah zarah? So I saw something in the Sefer Som Derech from Rav Simcha Breida. He was the Rashi of Chevron Yeshiva. He says something very interesting. He writes that if the Torah would have described these disputes, these public debates that took place in public forums between Avram and the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, then the Torah would have had to have given equal time to both. The Torah would have had to have presented their arguments, and not just in a one-liner say that they defied and denied the belief in God. And he says the reason for this is because the Torah in its very essence is the Sefer HaYashar. Sefer HaYashar means the book of Yashrus. Yashrus means to be hagun to someone, to be fair, to be equal. It would have been antithetical to the Torah's Yashrus not to bring the machlokes with both sides and both opinions and both ideologies in their full-blown presentation. Meaning, it's an amazing concept. You would think that since the Torah has an agenda to bring us to belief in God, that therefore it would be very short-winded about other antithetical beliefs, like that of idol worship. But what we're suggesting is no. It wouldn't be fair. You can't present a lopsided debate. You know, if you're going into debates and presenting two different views, you've got to present both. And this really touches on a whole issue in our time about, let's say, debates with the Christians, you know, ecumenical councils, you know, at the time of the Rav, the Pope himself got involved, wanting the Rav Soloveitch to agree to have these public discussions, you know, Jews and Christians, and the Rav was opposed to it, and he wrote a letter to the Pope. And also issues about reform and conservative, you know, all these issues that come up about whether we should have public debates with them, in which case we have to give equal time to both sides. It's only fair, you know, that you gave the person his rights to stand up and pontificate and philosophize publicly. So then what the Ramban is really saying is that the Torah, if it would have given us this whole piece of historical background to Avraham Avinu, it would have been forced, because of its nature and its essence, to present the ideologies of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah in great arichus in Lent. And that's not something the Torah wants to do. The Torah doesn't want to tempt us into all these kinds of antithetical philosophies. The Torah is a Torah Tahor, it's a pure Torah. And it would be, I think, almost contaminating or polluting the purity and the tar of the Torah to put in all these things about Avodah Zarah. I remember years ago there was a group of Talmidim that was sitting around with Rav Parnas. I don't know if you remember Rav Parnas from YU. And they were asking him about Greek mythology. You know, we're not supposed to study Sifrei Minim, you know, get too involved in studying the works of the Apikorsim. You know, that which you have to study in order to counter-argue or strengthen Amunah, that's one thing. The Rav Zichron Avraham said that his father was opposed to getting involved in Bible criticism. He thought it could have a negative impact on a person's Amunah. So the answer upon is about studying Greek mythology. Now, between you, me, and the lamppost, I mean, Greek mythology is nice literature, it's nice stories. And if you ever go to an art museum and you'll see Rubens or any of the great painters from that period, you know, they have wonderful pictures, not also theistic, but of Greek mythology, mythological gods like Zeus and Cupid and all the rest. But who cares about studying them? And Rav Parnas said something very surprising. He said that he once discussed this with Shaul Lieberman, Professor Lieberman from the JTS. And Lieberman was a scholar in all the Greek writings in the Greek mythological writings. And he once told Rav Parnas a very interesting thing. He said that it's Moshe. You know, it really, these stories, when you get into them and you see the complexities of them and the depth of them, it has an impact on you. It really, there's a certain romantic allurement to it, you know, all these stories about the gods. And therefore, Professor Lieberman thought it was not a good idea to get too deeply involved in studying Greek mythology. So it's very interesting, you know, we think of idolatry and idol worship as something so childish almost, you know, as Nayim Lehem Vlo Yiru, Vlo Yishmu, you know, Nayim Lehem Vlo Yiru, who could believe in it? And Avraham Avinu, when he fought against Terach and the idol worshippers, he argued with them, and they seemed to admit that these Slamim didn't have any power to them, they had no life force to them. And yet, on the other hand, for the Torah to allow equal time to the philosopher, the philosophy of idolatry, the Ramban says that that's not something that the Torah would have been excited about. So the Torah was sort of in a bind over here, and it left the story of Avraham Avinu to one little allusion, you know, one little remez at the end of Parshas Noach, Vayomas Horan al Pnei Terach Aviv, Beretz Kanaan, Bur Kazdin, Beretz Molada to Bur Kazdin. So really, the whole story and the whole answer to the question, who was Avraham, and why he had to get out of there and go there, and Lech Lecha, all that background that leads up to Lech Lecha is left for Torah Shebaal Peh. It's not in Torah Shebaal Tzad. However, I wanted to tell you that I found another approach to the Ramban's Kasha in a Talmud of the Ramban, and that's Rabbeinu Bechai. Rabbeinu Bechai, back in Noach, in Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Chav Ches, on the pasuk Vayomas Haran al Pnei Terach Aviv Vi Eretz Ma'adato Burkastin, he says Hakosav Hazeh, this pasuk Yodia Osanu Ma'alasa Shel Avraham. if you read this pasuk carefully, this is that biographical introduction to set the record straight about how great, how high of a level Avram had reached. Shemasar atzmo lemisa. He attained the level of mesiras nefesh. He was willing to give up his life al emunaso on his belief in God Yisparach. Vilmalei ramas hakosav hazeh. If not for this remez in the fact that Haran did die in the fires of Kazdin, hayaroi lahu dianu tchila malosu shel Avram vanagaso umidosav. Certainly, it would have been necessary for the Torah, meaning the written Torah, to notify us first and give us the introduction regarding the great level that Avram Avinu had attained, the Hanagoso, and the way he behaved and led others, Umidosov, and his attributes. The us, and only afterwards, Vayomer Hashem el Avram Lech Lecha. Ki echi tachein lios hadibur. How could it be possible that the dibur of Hashem Yisparach would be liodam to a man, a human being, veloho dienu tchila mihu, and not to notify us first in advance who he is? This is Ramban's kasha. Shari benoach lo boi lov hadibur ayom alakim lenoach, ad sho dienu tchila midosam shoya ish tzadik tomim. Falkein ba remez hakosu bazeh va'edus al ma'alas Avram be'inyan Ur Kasdin. In these words of Ur Kasdin, the fires of Kasdin, it's not just the geographic location, but the name where Kasdin is referring, is alluding to an incident, an episode that took place. Sha'olav hayaro'i she'yeh dibur hashchina medaber imosh. That as a result of this incident that took place in Ur Kasdin, Avram Avinu is worthy of the dibur hashchina, of the shchina coming down to speak to Avram. His prophetic experience was a result of the great level he had attained. And all this is implicit in the pasuk of Ur Kasdin Vayomas Haran al Pnei Terech Aviv Be'eretz Moladet Atobi Ur Kasdin. So whereas the Ramban is pushing the idea that the Torah doesn't want to detail and present all the arguments and the philosophies that underlie idol worship, Rabbeinu Bechai, on the other hand, is saying that there is an answer to the Ramban's question. The Torah does, in fact, give us an introduction, and that's the episode of Ur Kasdin, which is hinted to in the pasuk at the end of Parshas Noah. But I would like to present a third view, a third answer to the Ramban's question. And this I found in the writings of the Maharal Prague. As you know, the Maharal lived some 5 centuries ago, a little bit more even. And he wrote many different svarim, one of which is dedicated to the essence and the special nature of the chosen people of Klal Yisrael. It's called Netzach Yisrael. And in the 11th perek of Netzach Yisrael, he talks about the concept of dveikus, when God reaches out to bring someone close to him with a capital H. And he says that there are two concepts included, or implicit, if you will, in dveikus. There's dveikus of a yachid, of an individual, in terms of that individual's personal attainment. He's reached a certain level, and God now has a very close relationship of dveikus with that person. And then he says there's dveikus for the klal, not for the individual, but for the entire nation. And here he differentiates between two kinds of individuals. There are individuals who represent themselves, and that's it. Noach, for example. Noach represents himself. Noach ish sadik tamim haya. That's the attainment of Noach's level. And his dveikus is prati. You see, I bolded the word prati. It is individual. It's singular. It only relates to Noach bilvad, not to anyone else. Says the Maharal Prague, if the choice of an individual by God is a prati choice, it's only individual, then kasha yishtanu apratim, when the details change, yishtana dveikus gamken. The dveikus is completely dependent upon the level that's been attained by that individual. That's the case of Noah. Aval, but now he has a contrast, havot, with regard to our forefathers. Shaloyav tachatam prati. The havtachot, the promises and the blessings that God bestowed upon the avot were not individual. They're not related to the avot as a prat, rak klali, but rather to the klal. What does Hashem say to Avraham Avinu? Lecha ulezaracha teina taretz hazot. I'm giving you the land and your children. Meaning you, Avraham Avinu, are representative not of yourself, but of all your progeny, of all your generations, of the Ummah HaYisraelis. V'davar zeh nikra dveikus klali. It's not dveikus haprat, but dveikus klali. Dahainu klal ha'Ummah. And then afkamina is, if the choice is not for the individual, but the individual insofar as he represents the Ummah, the nation, ein shinui klal. You can't talk about a shinui b'klali. You can talk about a shinui in the prat. Ulefichach, this I underlined, afal gav shiitvasef, v'yigra, hadveikus lefi amakablim, mikomakom nimtza etzem hadveikus haklali omed. He says, even if during certain periods of time, the recipients of God's dveikus, and those who enjoy that close relationship will be somewhat diminished because of their actions that aren't correct, nevertheless, the etzem hadveikus, the essence of the dveikus, is with the klal, and that always stands. V'elo shinui, v'af begolus, and even if the Jewish people have to go into exile, nevertheless, that special chosenness of the nation continues to exist. Ki lo shayach ishtanus al yidei chet ki im, the question of having an impact, the sin having an impact, to undermine the relationship, that's only feasible within the context of dveikus haprat. Avalo yagia shinui laklolin. And therefore, lahorot lecha, in order to teach us, ki lo haya hascholas hadveikus mitzad haprat, that God's choice of the avot of Avraham Avinu is not mitzad the prat, not Avraham Avinu insofar as he is an individual. Qua Avraham Avinu, rak hadveikus as hadveikus klali, the dveikus and the reaching out of God to Avraham is as a vehicle, so to speak, as a means to an end, meaning to choose not Avram as an individual, but Avram as a klal. The Lord veikus prati lekach. Therefore, kasher bachar Hashem yisbarach mitchil of Avram, v'otzio mi'orkaz din l'seis lo haaretz, k'siv, v'yomer Hashem al Avram lech lecha, etc., etc. V'hiksha harambam zah, teimahu shalom zachar akosuv kodim zeh shoy Avram tzadik. Why doesn't the Torah give us some background and tell us that Avraham Avinu was in fact a tzaddik? Why was Avraham chosen? Why did God reveal himself to Avraham? Why was the Shekhinah niglat to Avraham? Just as lechcha mi'artzecha. And the answer is, lefi advar masher amarnu lo kasha klal. Even though we find an introduction to Noach, we do not find an introduction to Avram. The Torah doesn't say a word about his Avram's righteousness as it did in the case of Noah. And why not? Lo kasha klal, it's not difficult. We now have an answer. Ki etzel Noach, with regard to Noach, lo haya rak bechira prati. There was nothing more, nothing beyond the choice of Noach as an individual. Va bechira pratis, hu lefi mashahu. The choice of the individual is commensurate to that individual's level, what he attains, what he achieves. And it reflects his own righteousness, the level that he's attained on an individual level. We go on now to page 2, Ayisraelis, Shem Zaro. But here in the case of Avram, it was the choice of Avram as the father of a nation. Sheksiv Beosa Bechir, it says, Veschos Cholagoy Gadol, right here at the beginning of Parshas Lech, I will choose to make you into a Goy Gadol, a great nation. Gadol doesn't mean in size. Gadol doesn't mean in quantity. It means in quality. That you are the chosen nation to have a special relationship with Almighty God. You can daven to Him at any time. You'll get the Torah and the mitzvahs, the 613. You'll attain the Kedusha level that you're capable. Zui Bechira Klolitz. The choice of Avraham Avinu, Eschaus Cholagoy Gadol, is the choice of the Klal. Ubechira kamozos eino toli b'maisa klal. You have to know, says the Maharal Miprag, that the choice of the Klal Yisrael does not depend upon action. V'lo b'chait. No matter how far the Jewish people will stray, and they'll be sent into Golos, they still remain the chosen people. It's an existential choice on the part of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, represents his special love for this people that's irreversible, irrevocable. Ki amaisu leprat. When you decide to accept and reach out to an individual and have a special relationship to that individual, then it depends upon his actions. The recipient has to be worthy of that choice. But in the case of the Bechira of the Klal, we have to know that it no longer depends upon the individual. Lekach, therefore, Yeturat HaShelo, we can answer the question of the Rishonim. Shlo Hizkir HaKosuv Tzidkas Avram. The Torah deliberately omits mention of the righteousness and the level that Avram had attained, Kodim Shenigol of Ashkina, before Lechcha Me'artzecha. Shimkach, had the Torah given that introduction, Hoya Mashma, we had come to the mistaken conclusion, Shelekach Nigla Olav HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that why is God revealing himself in this special relationship to Avram Avinu, Lechcha Me'artzecha, Bishvil Zchuso Shehizkir, because of the previously mentioned righteousness? And then we would come to the mistaken conclusion, Imkein, Oysa Zos HaHavat, this would be a conditional love. I love you not unconditionally, but if you do so and so and you continue in that way, then I love you. V'chol ava shetluya b'davar is batal adavar, batal ava. He makes reference to the Mishnah in the fifth parak of Avos, that if the ava depends upon X, then if X is removed, the ava falls off. L'fichach, therefore, when it's the choice of the individual, then it could be changed, it could be conditional. But lo el habechira klolus, but not with regard to the choice of the entire nation. Since this episode, or this, let's say, chapter in the glorious history of Avram was completely omitted by the Torah, deliberately omitted, then we understand that the lech lecha me'artzecha, the choice of the Goy Gadol, and the gift of Eretz Kenan, of Eretz HaNivcheres, lo hayazeh b'shvil tzidkas Avram, it was not because of Avram's righteousness, adshit tomer, that you should say, batal adover, batal ava. Kizchus avos efshet she'et tomer, maybe our merits as being the offspring of Avram will terminate at some point, and therefore you would think that the Bechira is completely null and void, our choice as a people. L'chein lo hizkir zchuso, the Torah omitted that. Lomar, to teach us, ki ha-Bechira zot lo tluya b'zchut klal, v'efshar shiyah dover zeh batal yol. I think it's a beautiful presentation. I mean, the Maral doesn't need my haskama, my approbation, but I would tell you the following. That Lefiani is Daiti, I have a sense that the Maral living in Prague, you know, five centuries ago plus, was living in an atmosphere in which Christianity ruled the day. And in Christian theology, it's a very important tenet that the Jewish people were once the chosen people, but are no longer such. That when they strayed off the path and God sent them into the diaspora, in so doing, he was revealing Almighty God that Chas Shalom no longer chooses the Jewish people. That relationship is gone. And therefore we, the Christians, become now the chosen people. And I think the Maral Miprag is not going to leave any stone unturned to teach us and to emphasize that we accept it in the depths of our heart that our choice, the choice of the Jewish people by God, is an eternal one. It's not conditional. It's absolute. And the Maral Miprag is worried about the fact that if there would be too much glory and description in the Torah for the Avos, one might think that we are not on the level of our Avos, and if Chas V'Shalom we veered off the path, therefore the Bechira is gone. So I just want to end by saying, Yiratzon, may it be his will, that we continue as the Am HaNivchar, and we try to live up and imitate the ways of our forefathers, and that we appreciate the Ava of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to us, because if we appreciate the Ava of Hashem to us, then in turn, Kemayim Amponim Alponim, we'll definitely feel the Ava that we have to have towards the Ribono Shel Olam.